Perek Rishon Mishnalef, Or La'arba Oso, the night going into the 14th day of Nisan, is Boitikin Es HaChometz, the Zechiv Midrabonin, to check out your house for Chometz, to make sure there's no Chometz in your house. Lior Haner, and you're supposed to do this via candlelight. And the reason is because we know that on Pesach there's a lav of Bal Yirol, Bal Yimotzeh, not to have any Chometz around in your house. So to make sure there's no chametz around, you have to make a bedikah, check it out. And any chametz you find, you're supposed to take outside, we'll see in the Mishnah, and burn it and get rid of it. And this chiyuv, like we do, is the night before Pesach. That's called Or L'Arbosa. The reason why the Mishnah calls Lashon of nighttime or light, it's a Lishon Amalia, a nice Lashon. You want to start off the Masechta with a nice Lashon, a nice way of talking. You're supposed to use an Or HaNer, a candle, because you have to check around all over in the cracks, and if you use a big torch, we're afraid you'll put things on fire. So therefore, you have to use the Or HaNer, a nice candlelight. Some say that's the reason why we're supposed to do it at nighttime, because the candlelight shines nice at night, does not give off enough light by day. So that's another reason why we do it at nighttime, or else because at nighttime that's when people are together. People come together, so they'll do a better job at nighttime. And the Mishnah says, "Kol mokem shemachnisim bechametz." Any place that throughout the whole year you know for sure you never brought chametz there is a tzarich bedikah. You do not have to check out that place and house for chametz. Now the Mishnah gets a question: if so, v'lom omer, why was it said that shtei shuras b'matev, two rows of barrel in a wine cellar, you have to check out for chametz? The question is, nobody puts chametz there. So the answer is yes. Mokim shemachnisa lechametz, that is a place that sometimes you do bring chametz there. Like the Gemara says, sometimes you're in the middle of your meal and you ran short of wine. So you tell your shamash, like, go downstairs in the cellar and bring up wine. And he goes downstairs with some chametz in his hands. So you have to be afraid some chametz is there. And therefore you have a chiyuv to check out to make a bdiko on two rows of the barrels of wine. Now what considered shtei shuras, two rows? So it's a machlekes. Beishami, Omer Beishami says, Shtei Shuras, two rows, Al Pnei Kol HaMartif, along the whole front of the wine cellar. Now let's say, Lamashol, there's 100 barrels there. There are 10 rows of 10 barrels of wine. So according to him, you have to check out the whole front, two rows, means 20 barrels of wine. Ubeisiller, Mesilla says, no, it just means, Shtei Shuras HaChitzenos, Shein Helyonis. Just the top two barrels you have to check out. Not the whole front two rows, but just the top ones of the two rows. That's called just two barrels. In this case, you'd have to check out. Mishneh Beis. Ein choshishin, you don't have to be afraid. Shema gerero chuldo. Maybe a weasel dragged chametz mi bias la bias from one house to another house. In other words, after you finish checking out your house from chametz, you don't have to be afraid later maybe a weasel came in and brought chametz from another house into your house. The same thing in Mimokim Lamokim, from one place to another place. Because the Yim Kain, if you are going to be afraid of this, then Mechotzim Lechotzim Milir, there's no end to it. As the Mishnah says, Eng L'Dava says, there's no end to it. You have to be afraid that from one chotzim, means one courtyard, even after all the houses finished checking out, maybe the weasel brought the chametz from another courtyard. And even if he's checking out the whole city, maybe you have to be afraid the weasel brought the chametz from another city. So, for this we're not afraid, but rather once you finish making a bedika, checking out your house for chametz, you don't have to be afraid new chametz is brought in. That's it. You don't have to make another bedika. Mishnah Gimel. Rav Yudah says, Boitikin or Arba Osor, that's the Ikiz man when to make a bedika's chametz, is the night before Pesach. But let's say somebody forgot to do it at night time, then uvar b'osa shachas, you could also make a bedik in the morning. Like it's too, you can't wait anymore, so you have to do it in the morning. Over shasa b, if you got to do it early in the morning, you could still do it up until the shasa b, which means to the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, an hour before chatzai sayayim. But once it becomes chatzai sayayim, he holds you cannot make a bedika, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat the chametz then, and after chatzai sayayim, you're not allowed to eat chametz on erev Pesach midiraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds these are the three times to make the bedikah, either the way he's supposed to the night before, or else erev Pesach in the morning, or else up until an hour before Chatzais. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, that even further, that means loy bodek or arbos, or somebody that doesn't make the bedikah at the right time the night before Pesach, yivdoik barbosa, be bodek in the morning, erev Pesach. Loy bodek barbosa, you did not make the bedikah early in the morning, erev Pesach, yivdoik b'terech ha-moyed. You could even make the bedikah during the moyed, which is a question what this means, whether it means during Chatzais, or whether it means during Yom Tov itself. Loy bodek b'terech ha-moyed, you did not make a bedikah during Yom Tov of Pesach, is yivdoik lachamod, even after Pesach, first of all, you have to make a bedikah. Because the chometz you had in your house over Pesach, you're not allowed either after Pesach. That's called chometz shavur all of a Pesach. Therefore, you have to check out your chometz even after Pesach, if you did not check it out before Pesach. So, in other words, according to chomim, we're not afraid that while you're checking, you may come to eat it. Therefore, there's always this chiyuv to check out to get that chometz either out of your shus, not to be over by your roll, by your motzah during Pesach, or else even after Pesach, also you have to check out the house. Not to come to eat that chometz that was over all over Pesach. Now, Mashem Mishayu, after you finish making your bedikah, let's say the way you're supposed to, Erev Pesach by night, so what the chometz you found, Mashem Mishayu, is Yanechenu B'tzinner, or else the chometz that you're leaving over, you still plan to eat tomorrow morning. That chometz you should leave in a private place. B'tzinner Mokum, that's hidden. You don't have to go check the house over again. In other words, let's say you know you found 10 pieces of bread. So you have to make sure that tomorrow when you go to burn them, you're still going to have 10 pieces. Because if you're going to lose one piece, you may have to check the house over again. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you a good advice that Yanachenu put it to Mokim Sinor in a private place. Mishnah Dalit. Rabbi Meir Amr Meir says, Oichlin Kol Chamish. You're allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, the fifth hour of the day. V'sar from Matchil Sheish. When it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, that's an hour before Chatzos, it's also to eat chometz, and it's also Bahanoi, can't have any enjoyment then, so you have to burn it. So according to Rabbi Meir, even though Midiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chometz until Chatzos, and 1 hour before that, Midirabonon, you have to stop eating, and you have to burn it, it's also Bahanoi. Rav Yehuda says, Oichlon kol arba. No, you only allowed to eat chometz the first 4 hours of the day. In other words, 2 hours before Chatzos, you have to stop eating chometz on Erev Pesach. But the V'tolim kol chometz, the fifth hour of the day, you're not allowed to eat it, but you do not have to burn it. It's not also banoi. You still have an enjoyment from it. That's called like hanging. You could sell it to a goy then. You could be mevatel the chometz then. It's not also banoi. But for Sof from Matchila Sheish, the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, and now before Chatzos, that's when it becomes also Pahanor Midrabonim, and therefore you have to burn it then. In Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that 2 hours before Chatzos, you have to stop eating the chometz, and you have to burn it an hour before Chatzos. Mishnei, V'yoydam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said another Allah, V'yoydam Rabbi Yehuda, that Shtei Chalois Shel Toido, Sulois, Munochois, Agabui, it's the book. You used to have like a sign on every Pesach to tell the people to let them know when you still not eat the chometz and when not. So you used to put two loaves of bread, Shtei Chalis, that was made for a korban toida, shel toida. Sulois, that the breads became posel, they're not allowed to eat it. And what do they do with this? Munochois, Agabui, it's the book. You used to put it on top of. This was the Harabayas, like the top of a platform on top of the Harabayas, and everybody should be able to see it, and that was the simon. And the simon was like this, that Kolzuman Shemunochis, Kolzuman, these two loaves of bread, were on top of the roof of the Harabayas, was on top of the Gag, Kolom Oichlin. Everybody knows you still not eat chometz on Erev Pesach. Nitlo Achas, when they took away one of them, Tolin, they took it away at the beginning of the fifth hour, so at that hour you are not allowed to eat anymore, but you don't have to burn it yet. That means loy oichlin loy sorfen, you can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet. Nitlu shteim, when they took away both loaves of bread, then efchilu kolom sorfen. That was at the beginning of the sixth hour, and then it's also midrabbanan that you have to burn your chametz. That was a sign that everybody should know exactly what time you still allowed to eat, and what time you have to burn the chametz. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Chulin necholim kolarb. He made a chiluk like this, that if it's regular bread of chulin, you could eat it the fourth hour, but not the fifth hour. Who truma chochomish, his chiddush is that a kohen, when he has truma, he's allowed to eat it even the fifth hour. If he has a bread that was truma, he's allowed to eat it even the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. That's his chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop eating all chomets at the beginning of the fifth hour. He holds, Rabbi Gamliel, it depends. Chulin, you have to stop eating. But truma, you're allowed to eat the whole fifth hour. For a sofer matchila sheish, the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when you have to burn all the chametz. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kana Maima. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kana used to say that miyameyim shal kahanim, from the times of the kahanim, means from all the times of the Beis Hamikdash, all the times the kahanim remembered what happened, that lenimnu milisroif es habosor shenitnum vlad hatuma. The Kohanimite did not stop, not refrain from burning a piece of meat, of kochim, that was tome from a vlad hatuma. Partial means it became tome from a rishon l'tuma, so it was only a sheni l'tuma. They did not refrain from burning it in habosor with meat, shenitna biavatuma, that the second piece of meat became tuma from an avatuma. So therefore, the second piece of meat is a rishon l'tuma. Even though one piece of meat is a sheni l'tuma, they were not makbid, they did not care to burn them together, even though this one was going to touch the other one. And even though usually on bosa of kochim there's a mitzvah sesay to watch it, not to make a tummy, but over here it's better, because both of them were tummy. And really the Gemara asked the question, what's the chiddush here? When the rishon touches the sheni, it only becomes a sheni. That's the way it was before also. So most of the case here is that the first piece of meat became tummy from a vlad from a sheni. So the first piece of meat was only a shlishi. And now when it touches the second one, it becomes a sheni. So even though you're being meisav tumaron, it's still a smuta, since anyway it's a tummy. Now, hoisav Rabbi Kiva, Kiva Evron has said another chiddush, for Yomar, that meimeim shokhanim, from the times of the kohanim, lenimnu melhada, did not stop from burning, es Hashem and oil, shenifsa b'tful yom, again, oil of truma. That was possible because the Tful Yemim is a person that was tummy that day, and he went to the mikvah, just did not become nighttime yet. He still has Tumma Nageya to Truma, that he makes the Truma possible, meaning it's like a Shlishi, cannot be Matama something else, but it itself is possible. They did not stop burning the Shemin, Benair, with a Nair, with a candlestick, Shenitma B'tumei Mace, that candlestick became tummy because it touched the Mace, it touched the tummy Mace. Now the candlestick is a Rishon Tumma. Even though by this near touching the shemen, it makes the shemen into a sheni l'tumah. And even though before the shemen was only like a shlishi l'tumah, still they were not makbid upon this, like we said, since anyway it's tumah, they're not makbid not to be meisif more tumah on that tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Omer Rabbi Meir says that midivrehim. In other words, from the words of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim and from the words of Rabbi Kiva, is Lomadnu. Rabbi Meir says we could learn out that She Sorfin Truma Torah Ima Tumeya Ba Pesach. And when you come to burn your chametz on Erev Pesach, let's say you have Truma, that's chametz. You have bread, the Kohen had that was Truma, that was chametz. So you let her burn the Truma Torah with Tumeya, with even Chulin, that's Tumeya. Since you have to burn it anyway, you have to get rid of it, there's no mitzvah not to watch it from becoming tamei. On this, Amulah Rabbi Yosef says back to Rabbi Meir, Ainu hi amida, no, you cannot learn out one from the other. In other words, that in the cases before, Chilin Skanakanam and Rabbi Kiva, both cases, both pieces were tamei. True, one was more stronger, one was a rishon, one was a shlishi, but both of them was tamei already. So there we say they weren't makbid to be meisif, make one more tumah than it was before, because it was already tumah. But over here, if you're taking truma tahira, that was not the tumah yet, and you want to burn it together with chulun, that's tumah, Rabbi Yisrael would be yasa, you can't make a tumah something like truma that was tahor. But umaydim Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree, Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua both agree, that shesarfin zu liyatzma, that in the case on Erev Pesach, when you have chametz, truma tahara and tumeya, that you cannot burn it together, you have to burn each one separately. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying this, that both Reb Lezer and Reb Shu, even though they argue by a suffix, but where you have truma that's vaday Torah, you're not allowed to burn it even on Erev Pesach with the tumeya, but rather you have to burn each one separately. But Rabbi Yossi learns Alman Nechleku, where is the machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Shu? Alatluya. Tluya means like hanging, means you have truma that's a suffix whether it's tumeya or not. So in such a case like this is the machlokes that alatluya velatumei, if you have a suffix, a truma that's tumei, and a vade and a piece that's vade tumei. Shablezu emetisorf zuliatsmu zuliatsmu, still you have to burn each piece separately. Since it's tluya, it's truma, but you have a doubt if it's tumei, maybe it's really tor. So if it's really tor, you're not allowed to burn it together with a piece that's tumei. Therefore, Shablezu, you have to burn each one separately. And on this, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Shtem Kiach is not allowed to burn both of them together. Since one is a Sufik Tumah, and the other one is a Vadei Tumah, but since the other one is not Vadei Tor, it's only a Sufik, he holds here you're allowed to burn it together. But in the case we have Truma Torah, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, that it's also to burn Truma Torah with Temeya, even on Erev Pesach, even though they're both Chomets, even though you have to destroy both of them, still, you have no right to be metamei truma tahira. You're up to Parashani Mishnalef Kol Shor Shemut Lechol. Any time on Erev Pesach that you're allowed to eat chametz is Maichol Lebehema. You're also allowed to feed that chametz to animal, lachaya to wild animal, uloifas and to birds. In other words, it's Mutah Bahanor also. And the Gemara says that this part of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he holds that regular chulin, it's also to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after the fourth hour. The fifth hour, it's also to eat chulin, but if a kohen has truma, he's allowed to eat it on the fifth hour. So Mishnah means to be talking about the fifth hour, that kol shor, that a kohen is allowed to eat his truma, even though it's chametz, so then anybody's allowed to be Michael Obama, any for anybody. Chametz is still mutar b'hanom the fifth hour of the day on Erev Pesach. So if you let it feed it to your animal, to your chayu, to your birds, the same thing on moichel lanochri, you let it sell it to a guy also. On mutar b'hanosa, the Mishnah says, you should know it's mutar b'hanom, you let it have enough from it. And the Gemara explains this part of the Mishnah comes to include that in case you have your chametz that you burnt well before, let's say, the beginning of the sixth hour, so therefore you're allowed to have hanor from it even during Pesach also. That's the chiddush of you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. Now over zmanoi, let's say it went by already the zman of achilosoi that started now at the beginning of the sixth hour. So then you know past the zman even tichruma. So then also banosoi now with rabbonim it's also to have any enjoyment from the chametz. And therefore below yasek by tana b'kraim you're not allowed to use this chametz now to use like for fuel to heat up your oven or your stove. Rabbi Yudis says, Ein bir chametz el sreifa. After we know, after we make the bedikah at night, the next morning, the next day we go and burn the chametz. That's like Rabbi Yudis shita, that he holds the mitzvah of beer to destroy the chametz, is only through sreifa. The chomer and the chomer say, Af neforer v'zer v'leruach, it's enough just to crumple it up and throw it into the wind. Oimata liyam, or throw it into the ocean. That the destruction of chametz does not have to be through burning it, but any way you destroy it is also all right. And really, it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. When exactly is the mitzvah sreifa according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is the mitzvah sreifa after chatzos on Erev Pesach? After the chametz becomes osur, then there's a mitzvah sreifa to burn it. That's the way Tosfos learns. And Rashi says no. It means kaidim zman isurim. Then the fifth hour, like we do. That's the zman to burn the chometz according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Beis. Chometz shel nochri she'over olav ha-Pesach. Let's say a goy that owned chometz during Pesach. Now after Pesach, muta bano, you'll have to have enjoyment from it. That's even muta teated also. The shel Yisrael, but let's say a Jew owned chometz during Pesach. Then after Pesach is also bano, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. And the Mishnah says, Shinema, because the Pasuk says, you're not supposed to see your own type of sore. So the Gemara says one shot is that what the Mishnah means to say is since you see midiraisa, there's a lava by your roll by your motzei, and this Jew that had the chametz of the Pesach was over this lava, therefore the Rabbanim made a kenas to say that after Pesach still it's also banor, you can't have any enjoyment from your chametz. Mishnah Gimel, Nochri shehil ves yischol al chemtzei, a guy that lent money to a Jew, and he took back a pledge. He took back the Jew's chametz for a pledge. So now the guy has this chametz. So it says now achra Pesach, after Pesach, muta bano, this chametz is muta bano, because since the guy took it, so it's like it was in the reshus, the possession of the guy during Pesach, and therefore it's like guy yish chametz over all over Pesach, it's muta bano. What about the opposite way? Let's say the Yisrael, shehil v'esanoch, let's say a Jew, lent money to a goy al chemtzai, and the Jew took now a pledge back from the goy some chametz, and he held it in his reshus over Pesach. Now after Pesach, also banor, it's also to have enjoyment, but this is considered like the Jew's chametz that was over all over Pesach. Now chametz shenochl all of mapolis. If you have chametz that a wall fell down over, this happened before Pesach, as or else even happened during Pesach. Hareyu kimavoyer, it's considered like the chametz is destroyed already, and you have no chiyuv b'dikah, you don't have to take it out and burn it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, it depends, and he says, kol shein hakel of yochel achapish achruv, it has to be so deep down that a dog cannot go and find it. Achapish means check after it to get it. And the Gemara says it means it has to be three tefachim deep, it has to be a wall till on top of it three tefachim. Less than that, we say a kelev, he gets to smell it and go after it. That's not kol kemavuyer. The kelev may bring it out on Pesach. Therefore, there's still a chiyuv bedika to destroy it. Mishnah Dalet. Hoyichel trumas chometz bePesach. If somebody eats chometz that was truma and he ate it on Pesach, in other words, that Yisrael was the mafreshes truma before Pesach, and it came out that it was chometz, and now on Pesach a Jew eats it. B'shoigeg, usually when you eat truma b'shoigeg, you have to pay back teshlumim, and you have to pay back a keren v'chaymish, an extra fifth. What happens if you eat it on Pesach? The locher is mishalim keren v'chaymish, yes, you still have to pay back a keren v'chaymish. It's like a regular, just like any time when you eat truma b'shoigeg. So the chiddush says, even though that chametz on Pesach is also bano, it's not worth anything, still you have the chiyuv to pay back. And the answer is because the payment of truma is not like a payment of gzela that you stole it, but rather the Torah's mechadish, the payment is a payment like truma, as if you have to give back truma to a kohen. B'mezid, let's say the Yisrael ate this truma b'mezid, locher is potter min ha'tashlumim. Then you're potter from paying, because when you eat b'mezid, then it's not called the tashlumim of you giving back truma, but rather it's like the gzela d'galochem, that you have to pay back what you stole from the kain. And since the chametz is also bano, it's not worth anything, therefore you're potter from paying back. Potter mitashlumim umetumei eitzim. Meaning you don't have to even pay back how much the chametz would have been worth to use for fuel, like to use it like for wood just to burn. And the reason is because chametz is also bano, therefore do not even have that much value. Therefore, if you eat, the Yisrael would eat this truma b'mezid, he would be parted from paying at all. Mishnehei, Elu dvorim shodim yoytze ben yidei chavosim ha-pesach. These are the type of grains that if you make your matzah from, your yoytze yidei chavosim ha-pesach. That's bachitim, you can make it from either wheat, or else basorim from barley, or else bakusmin that's spilt, or else bashifon that's roi, or vishibarlish shul that's oats. These are the five type of grains that your yotza matzah that are bonal dechimutz. The yotzim b'demai, suddenly we have matzah that was made from demai, meaning to say you bought it off an amoritz, that were chayshir, he did not take off his maisers, but since it's only a chumr medir abonim, therefore if you use it for matzah, you'd be yotzi a mitzvah. Or what din of a maiser rishon shenot l'trumosai, if you made your matzah from wheat, let's say, that was maaser rishon that took off, the trum was taken off, And the Gemara explains the chiddush that the true Megdala was not taken off. Still you'd be Yotza. Or else if a Meister Shein of Hegdish and Iftu, it was made from Meister Shein your Hegdish that you were poor, you redeemed it, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. And the chiddush is, even though you did not redeem, and the chiddush is, if you poor your own Meister Shein, you really have to be Meister B'chomish. So the chiddush is, even though you did not add the extra fifth, still that's not Makiv, and you could be Yotza the Matzah with it. Va'kahanim b'chala b'truma, of a coin that the Yisrael gave him challah, or else gave him truma, and he made matzah from it, he's allowed to eat it. And the Yotza mitzvah, the chiddush is, even though it's not matzah, it's nechov by everybody, still the coin could use it for the mitzvah. Avoloi b'tevel, but he cannot be Yotza with matzah was made from tevel, since it's also midiraisa to eat it, you would not be Yotza, whether it's one svar is still the mitzvah habobi avera, you would not be Yotza. That you did not take off the truma gedola first, and here we're talking about you made a decree first, was a chiv to take it off. If you did not take it off, it's an avera, therefore you're not yotze de matzah. Or else v'loy b'maaseh shein of hegdish lo niftu, if you do not redeem your maaseh shein in hegdish, so you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim maaseh sheini, because hegdish b'chlal you're not allowed to eat, so this is called an avera, therefore you're not yotze de matzah. Now, chalas toidom, let's say chalas that was made l'shem, the chalas of a korban toida, and they made matzahs, they're not made chametz. Also, the kikeh knows the same thing, the nos has to bring his korban, also he has to bring matzahs, so it depends. Asoyin li'atzmoi, if the person made it for himself for his own use, to be used for these korbanis, is en yoytzim b'hem, he cannot be yotzeh then for matzah, because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. It was made l'shem toidah, l'shem nozir. What's going to be asoyin limchor bashuk? Let's say you made them to sell them in the street, meaning to say that you made them. Whoever wants to use it for a chalas of toidah or for a kikin nozir, they could be yotza. So then the locker is yotzin ben. The Mora says the case talking about it made it on Tanai. That if you could sell it, you'll sell it, and if not, you want to use it for yourself, l'shem mitzvah matzah. So this is considered like you made it l'shem mitzvah matzah. Therefore, if you do not sell it and you decide to use it for yourself, you yotze, and then you can be yotze for yourself. Mishnah Vov, v'yelu yirokas, these are the type of vegetables shodim yotze ben yidei chavos mepesach. The person could use and be yotze's mitzvah of maror on Pesach b'night. That's bechazeres, that's Roman lettuce, over ocean, some say that's endives, over tamcho, that's horseradish grain, over char, chavino, that's a type of another type of a vegetable that the roots could be, the shroshim could be eaten, or uva morer, that's called like bitter, something that's bitter herb. Now yoitz and ben, could be yoitz of eating these things, bein lachem, whether they're fresh, bein yuvashim, whether they're dried out, avoloi kavushim, but not if they were soaked, let's say in vinegar like, or as voloi shlukim, not if they were cooked, a lot, voloi mevushon, they were cooked a little bit. But you have to eat a kezayis of morer. You can eat a half a kezayis of this type and half a kezayis of that type. It is mitzvah together. If you ate a kezayis together, you'd be yotza. The yotzim the kalach shalem. You could be yotza by eating the stalks. You don't have to eat the leaves. You could be yotza with the stalk of it. Over demai, if you have demai, you bought it now for now morer. The same scroll we had before. Since it's only a chumim with the rabbon, and therefore you'd be yotza the mitzvah. We also have a ma'aserishin shnitla trumosa, meaning that you did not take the trum gedelua first, but you took it off before with nasa kri, so therefore it's mutatit. We also have a ma'aserishin of hegdish shniftu. Since you're not eating now, therefore it could be yotza yedei mitzvahs morer with these, with ma'aserishin of hegdish that you redeem them. Mishnah Zayin, ein shorin es harmursin b'tanagolim. And now let us soak on Pesach. Your mursun, that's the psilus of the kemach, the bad part of your flour. You can't soak it in water, even though you have a mind to give it to your chickens, the tanagrelim teeth. Because the mursun, when it soaks in water, could come a dechimutz. And then you're having hanofim chomets. It's also tavanofim chomets. Avol choltin. What you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to take this type of bran, this type of wheat, let's say, flour, and pour boiling hot water over it. Because the boiling hot water stops it from becoming chametz, that would be mutter. The ma'aser today would not know it this way because we don't know exactly how to make this chalutin, this boiling hot water. A mikra din, if you pour boiling hot water over the grains, that stops it from becoming the dechimitz. Ha'isha le'tishres ha'mursin, a lady should not like soak this mursin, this bran, type of flour. She'toylech b'yoda le'merchet, that she's going to take it to the merchet, meaning she should not use this for soap, let's say. This would be a good soap to clean herself with. So she cannot use it because it's become chametz when she does this. Al-basafi b'psari yavish. But if she has, when the body is dry, then she's allowed to rub herself with this mursin, that's mutter. In other words, if the mursin is bran is dry, even though her hands are a little bit wet, still that's mutter. Now it says, lo yilas odom chitin, a person should not soak wheat, v'yaniach ha'makosoi, or else he should not mean chew it, he should not chew the wheat, yilas means to chew it, and then put it on your womb you have, b'pesach ha'pesach, b'vnei she'emach mitzvah, because since you're chewing it, your saliva goes into the wheat, and then make a kamadei chometz, then it's called you having hanor from chometz, so you're not allowed to chew the wheat and then use it. Mishneches, a noisden kemach l'toich ha-charoises. Now that I put flour on Pesach into charoises, charoises is a terubois of crushed apples that's mixed with vinegar and water, and it's meant to use for a dish to dip things into it. And on Pesach it's also to put this kemach inside because it makes the chametz, because of the mayim that has inside it. And the Mishnah says, on the Terechachar, the same thing, it's also to put this flour inside the mustard, because also it comes with the chametz. The Yimnosan, let's say you did put in the flour into these two type of dishes, so Tanakama says, Yochum Miyad, you have to eat it right away, before it comes with the chametz, then it'll be mutter. Whoever, Meir, Isa says, no, it's also, he holds these things, make it become chametz very fast, and he can't stop it from becoming chametz, it's also to eat it. The Mishnah says, a mevashten es ha-pesach. You're not allowed to cook the korban pesach. Loi b'mashkin, not with liquids. Loi b'meperis, not with the juice that comes out of fruits. But the pasuk says, al toichlo mimenu no u'boshim u'vushu b'mayim. You're not allowed to cook the korban pesach in water. So the Mishnah is saying, not only water, but even meperis juice also, it's also. Al v'sochin u'matvil neisim hen. But let's say you're roasting the Korban Pesach. Afterwards, you're allowed to shmir mashkin on top of it. Or else shmir meperis on top of it. That's not called mevashlin. Now, all right, turn over. Anyone on the other side? So the Mishnah says, meitash mishoi shel nachtum. Let's say a baker, while he's baking in the middle, he washes his hands in cold water. So that water has dough on it. So locher is yishavchu. You have to spill that water out in a slanty place, and there's not in a place that it should gather together, mifnei she'emach mitzin, because that water could come with a chometz. So if you have to throw it away, do not let it become chometz. Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Elu oivrim ba Pesach. These are the things that you have to destroy before Pesach. And Rashi learns that if you do not, you'll be over by your roh, by your motzai. So kutach habavli is a type of a dish that they used to make by putting, it had milk in it, and it had pieces of bread, and it had salt. So it says that this has hummus in it, therefore you have to destroy it before Pesach. The sheikhir ha-modai, type of beer they made in modai, which was made from barley, also is called chametz. For chametz v'adoymi, also this was vinegar that was made, that they used to add barley into the wine, so it had chametz in it. V'zisim ha-mitzri, that's all type of a beer that was made in Mitzrayim, that they used to make it with barley, so also it had chametz in it. V'zoymam shel tzaboyim, that's the water that used to mix together with subin, with type of bran, the shaft of the wheat, that the tzavoyim, the dyers used to use to when they did the melacha. So that water has like chametz in it, so you have to destroy it. The yamilon shel tabochim, That's like the bread that the baker makes his tua, that it was made from flour that was not a third grown, and he used to put his bread on top of the pot that would draw out the dirt from the pot. So also, it's called chometz, you have to get rid of it. V'amilin shel tabochim, v'koilin shel seifer, type of glue that the siphon had was made from flour. Also, it's called chometz, you have to destroy it. Reb Lezer says, av tachshit enoshim, even makeup that noshim use, which means to say it was made from flour, so also you have to destroy it to have chometz in it. Ze'aklal, this is a general rule. Kol shum min dog, anything that has in the ingredient a type of one of the five grains in it, is a razor over the Pesach. If you leave it around, you're over on Pesach. And harei elu biazora, if you come to eat these things, you're only over a lav, but vein ben mishum koros. These things do not have achiv koros, because all of them are not considered chometz goma ben. You only chayiv if you eat chometz goma ben when it's by itself, but not either terubas chometz, or else chometz nuksha. Some of these chometzes are mixed up, and some of them it was never a complete chometz to start with. So therefore there's only a lav and not a chiv koros. Your Mishnah Beis. Botzek shebesidkei areifa. Areifa, that's a kneading pan. They used to knead their dough in this type of a big pan, a big pot, let's say. Shebesidkei means there are cracks in there. Now you have this botzek, that's the dough. So what happened was your dough got stuck inside the cracks of this pan or this pot that you make your dough in, that you knead the dough in. So it depends. If there's a kezayis worth of this chometz, of this botzik, in one crack in one place, so then chayiv levoyer. Then we say before Pesach, you have to be mevar, you have to get rid of this chometz. There would be an issa by ro by motzei. But v'yim loy, let's say there's less than a kezayis in one place, then we say botel b'miyutay. This less than a kezayis is botel in the kli, and therefore it's not considered like chometz. You would not have a chayiv to be mabayu, to destroy it. There's no bayiro or bayimotze. The Mishnah says v'chein linyan hatuma. The same thing applies v'ilchas tuma, meaning to say, let's say a sheretz touches this betzek or this dough on Pesach. So the loch is, if the betzek is toyin beer, means if it has a kezayis, so then the iser is machshavit, and therefore it's chaytzes v'vnei hatuma. Therefore it's chaytzes b'vnei hatuma, meaning if the sheretz touches this kezayis, so only this kezayis becomes tamei, and not the areva, not the kli itself. But let's say because the kli is not makabel tuma from a lecha, from a rishon tuma, only from an ava tuma. But let's say it's less than a kezayis, so then we say it's bottle to the kli, it's like a chelik of the kli. So if the sheretz will touch this chatzi kezayis, it's considered like it touches the kli, and therefore the kli would become tummy. Now the Mishnah says, in makbid olov, if you do not want this betzik, this dough, to be there, you mak min yakpada, you do not like it there, so then chaytzitz. If you leave it there and you want to put it in the mikveh, let's say the kli was tummy, you want to be tevel it now, so be chatzitza. There's like a separation between the kli and the mikveh, and therefore would not be a good filah. But let's say you want this dough to stay in the kli, to make the kli strong, you want it to stay there, then we say, it's like the kli itself, like the vessel itself, and therefore it's not chaytzes, you can put the thing in the mikveh the way it is. Now the Mishnah says, botzek hacheresh, if you have a dough, that's like a cheresh, means we do not know whether it's chametz or not, so it depends. Let's say you made another dough the same time you made this dough, and let's say it's like 18 minutes old already. So now the locher is, and the second dough becomes chametz, has a razor also, the first one also has a dim like chametz. So it's cheresh, means you can't tell the simonim, it's not nikkurim, whether there are cracks there in the dough or not. So if you have another dough to tell, and that dough does have cracks in it, then this first dough also has the same halacha like chametz. Now Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Mafrishin Chale B'Tumah B'Yomtiv. On Yomtiv of Pesach, you're making dough, you're making, let's say, a matzah, and you want to be Mafrish Chale. So how could you be Mafrish Chale from your dough that you're baking now on Yomtiv of Pesach? Because the problem is it's tomei, and tomei dikechalo, you're not allowed to eat. So what can you do? If you want to be mafresh it and then bake it, it'd be also to bake it on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to eat it. Ella might be mafresh and just let it stay till after Yom Tov will become chametz, and you'll be over by your by motzei. So what should you do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, lo tikru l'shem ad she'tiyofo. The best thing is do not call it chaliyet, do not set aside a piece for chaliyet, but rather bake all the dough. Make like a 10 matzahs here and bake them all. So now when you're baking them, you do not know which one is challah yet. So each one, when you're baking it, really this one is fit to eat. So, and the Gemara says, even though really one of them is not fit to eat, but Rebbe Lez holds that's for of hoyl. Hoyl, if he wanted to, from each one of these, he could have taken off a part of it and be mafresh part of it for challah. And the rest of it you'd be able to eat. So every one you're baking is all you're baking for yourself. So that's the eitzah. First bake it, and then you'll be mafresh challah, and then we don't care if you can't eat it anymore, because it's not going to become chametz because you baked it already. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Tatil b'tzayni, no be mafresh truma, be mafresh the challah now, and do not bake it because you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov since you can't eat it. So the answer is though, just tatil b'tzayni, put it into cold water, let cold water go over it, that will stop it from becoming chametz." So in other words, he holds that you're not allowed to bake it first, because there's one challah that you're not going to use. He doesn't know from the sfar of hoyl. Therefore, the best answer is be mafresh the challah now, and just make sure that challah, that part of the dough, does not become chametz by being tata b'tzayin, let cold water run over it. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says no. Loy zeh chametz shemusaron alof. There's no problem over here. This chametz, you're not going to be over the avera of a bal yirah bal yimotzei. Why? Because once your mafresh challah doesn't belong to you anymore, it's like called mam gavoya. It belongs to gavoya, and before you gave it to the kohen, it doesn't belong to him either. So therefore, there's only Torah says shelachoy. You're not allowed to see your own chametz, but shel gavoya you're allowed to see. So therefore, the eitzer is do not bake it, but just be mafresh challah, and then let the challah become chametz. You're not over bal yirah bal yimotzei. Eli says, mafreshato, the best answer is set aside this piece of the dough for the challah, umanachtoi ad harif, and leave it over, let it stay until the evening, and the mechmitzah chmitzah becomes chametz, so what, let it become chametz, you're not over by your own, by your motzei. But he holds the first answer also to bake it is not a good answer, because by baking it, you're baking one challah that you're not going to eat, so that challah will be an issa baking on Yom Tov, therefore the answer is, just let it become chametz, and you're not over by your own by your motzei. Mishneh Dalet. Rabbi Gamliel Emro Gamliel says, Sholosh Noshim Loshois Kachas. Three ladies could knead their own dough at the same time. The Yoifes Patana Rechot, and they could bake in the same time as Zuachazu, one after the other. It used to be like a small oven, and each lady would go make her own dough. And the first one would bake, then the second one, and the third one. And we're not afraid to come with a chomet, even though one would have to wait for the other. The chomam the chomam say, Shalosh noshim oiskoi sabotzek. True, three ladies could be oisik working on their dough, but not the same time like on Gamliel, but rather one after another, and it goes like this. Achas losho. Let the first lady start to knead her dough. The achas oirechas. Then she goes there and starts to form a dough, braid her dough, make it into the form of a roll it down into a challah. And then the second one, then she starts to kneading her dough. And then v'yachas seifa, then the first one starts to bake her dough. Then the second one starts to erecha, starts to roll her dough. And then the third one starts to make her dough. So you have a cycle, and therefore as soon as you finish yours, you start to bake it. By the time you guys finish baking, the next one finished lechem. This will always be baking one after another. You won't have to wait. Rabbi Akiva says, Loi kol anoshim. You can't tell, not all ladies are alike. For loi kol eitzim, not all wood is alike. Some is dry, some makes hotter fire than the other. Loi kol atanurim shovim. Not all the ovens are equal. Some are hotter than the others. Therefore, you can't give a klal, how much could we work in at the same time. But rather, this is the general rule. Tofach, if you see the dough starts to rise a little bit, tiltash bitzoining, throw cold water over, pat it down with cold water, make sure it does not start to rise. Mishnah Hey, Seyer Yisarif. Seyer is dough that did not become chometz called tzarkoi. This is called nuksha, chometz nuksha. So Mishnah says Yisarif, you have to burn it before Pesach. Mashma lubinisa bayro bayimotzei. But v'oichle potter, if you eat it on Pesach, he be potter. There's no chiv chorus on chometz nuksha. And we had a machoikas before whether there's a lav or not. Some hold there's not even a lav. That's as mashma for now. Mishnah potter, there's no isser at all midiraisa. Now, what's going to be siduk? Let's say the dough starts to have cracks on it. So that's the simon, it becomes chometz. Then the locher is yisarif. V'oichle chayiv chorus. And then if you eat, somebody eats this on Pesach, he's chayav koros. This is called chometz gomer. Now, Isaiah Seyur, what's called like this first sourdough, it's only chometz nuksha, it's not completely chometz yet, there's no issa to eat it on Pesach, midiraisa, that's kekarnei chagofim. That's what starts to have small amounts of cracks, just two cracks in the dough. Siduk, what's considered the dough already has cracks enough to make it into chometz? That means shenis orvu sedokim zebezeh, that so many cracks came in the dough already that one reaches into the second. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these are the words of Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, it only starts to have a din seyer when it has some cracks. If there be no cracks at all, just the face of the dough became pale, that would be a mutatit. There would not even be bayro by motzi on that. The chomer and the chomer say though, no, that zeh v'zeh ho'oichloi chayev koros. They hold that even though there's only small cracks, like karni chagovim, that also makes it into chometz gomer, and if you eat it on Pesach, it will be chayav koros. If so, v'yezeyu seyir, according to chomim shita, what's considered chometz nuksha, what's called seyir, that means it's not chometz gomer yet, there's no issa to eat it on Pesach midiraisa, that's called shech sifu ponof. If the face of the dough becomes a little bit pale, kodum like a person, she'omdoi esar roisof, if he became afraid, then his hair stood up. When you become afraid, so your face becomes pale, that's the sign that it's chometz nuksha. In such a case, that didn't the Mishnah say you saw to be a chiyuv to burn it, to be a bayro by motzei, but if somebody eats it on Pesach, it be potter, there would not be an issur midiraisa. So this is called chometz nuksha. Hard, or chometz that's not fit to eat completely, it's not complete chometz yet. Mishnah Vov. Arba also shechal liyus b'Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan, comes out on Shabbos. So how are we mekayim the mitzvah of bir chometz? Regularly, we know on Erev Pesach we burn the chometz in the fourth or fifth hour of the morning. But on Shabbos you can't burn the chometz. So how do we act? So the Mishnah says mevaren es takom l'chnei Shabbos. Tiv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you have to destroy all your chometz before Shabbos. So you have to do the mitzvahs of bir chometz before Shabbos. The chomer say, "Bizmanim no, you have right to wait and destroy your chometz first on Shabbos. Like if you want to, you could hold on to your chometz and then Shabbos in the morning, give it to your animals, or give it to a guy, or get rid of it then. You don't have to destroy all your chometz before Shabbos. Reb Lezer ben Tzadik Omer, Truma lifnei Shabbos. If you have Truma, that's chometz. That you have to destroy before Shabbos, because it's hard to destroy it on Shabbos. But for chulin bezmanin, if you have regular bread, regular chametz, that's chulin, that you could first destroy on Shabbos. Because regular chulin you could give to anybody, you could give to a lot of people. So if you have extra bread left over, you could give it to other people to eat, you could destroy it on Shabbos. But truma you can only give to a kohen, therefore you have to take care of it before Shabbos, destroy it before Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin. Now, Ivali, even according to Rabbi Meir, he says Mavaran HaKrov L'Fnei Shabbos, that means all the chametz you don't plan to use for Shabbos night and for Shabbos morning. But the chametz that you plan to eat yet, Shabbos by night and Shabbos in the morning, that of course you can leave over. That you don't have to destroy before Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'edech Lishchet Es Pischoi. Somebody who's on his way on Erev Pesach to go bring his Korban Pesach, to Shech the Korban Pesach. We know the Korban Pesach has to be brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzai Sayayim. Or else, let's say the law molest benoy on Erev Pesach, this man was going to do a bris milah on his son. or else v'lechal sudis erusim bebeis chomov. He was going to attend a chasna like. The sudis erusim means the sudi after you make kedushin by his father-in-law's house. And that's considered a sudis mitzvah. What happened now was v'niska, or any one of these people, reminded themselves sheyesh lechomot v'teich beisoy, that oy vey, back in my house, I've got to burn to destroy my chomot. I still have some chomot left in my house. So im yochol lachzor, if you can go back home on the voyer and destroy that chomets, v'lachlam mitzvos, and then I still have enough time to go bring the korban pesach, or I still have enough time to make the first milo, or I still have enough time to go to the sudas erusin, then that's what he should do. Yachzor, let him first go home, v'yivar, and destroy that chomets, and then he'll go to do the mitzvah. But v'yim lav, lest it is not going to be enough time. If he has to come to destroy the chomets, he won't be able to bring the korban pesach or the bris milo or the sudas erusin. And then there's a locha mevatloi b'libo. He has a right where he is now to be mevatl the chametz in his life, to make bitl chametz b'liboi. And with that, you're not over by your own by your matzah anymore. Even though there's a rabbanon the kolloch, he's supposed to destroy your chametz. But here, since you're being nice to get a mitzvah now, the rabbanon gave you kuli, you would not have to go home now to destroy that chametz. What's going to be lahatzl min hagayis? Let's say you are going to save people from an enemy, let's say an army, a Goyish enemy, the Goyim attacked a Yiddish city, and you're going there to help save those people from the army. Rels min anor, let's say a river overflowed, and you want to go to help the people there. Rels min alistim, there are robbers in the city now, you want to go help the people there. Min adlek, where there's a fire there, and you want to go help the people. Rels min amapurlis, let's say a wall came tumbling down, and you're afraid maybe someone's underneath it, somebody's dying maybe. So in these cases, even if you'd have enough time to go home and burn the chametz and come back, still yivato b'livoy. It's enough just where you are right now to be mevato the chametz. Say like a reizu kahefka kafrodarya, be mevato the chametz, and that's enough, and go do these things, since these things are in kaya, to pikuach nefesh, you do not have to go home to do the mitzvah of bir chametz, but just do the mitzvah of bito chametz. Velishpois shvisa sorishus yachsum yat. That's so the person was only going to put an erev tchumim at the end of his tchum, the end of the city, in order that tomorrow on Yom Tov he'll be able to walk another 2,000 amis. And his whole kavanah was just to go to dvar harishus, not for dvar mitzvah. So then the loch is, if he remembers this on erev Pesach, is yachsum yat. He has to go right back home to make sure he destroys, burns the chametz, rather than going continuing making his erev tchumim. Now Mishnah Ches, v'chein, a similar loch is applied whether you have to return or not, is like this, Misha Yotzim Yerushalayim, somebody that went outside Yerushalayim, v'niskar sheyesh b'yodoy bosor kodesh, he remembers that he has with him some meat from a korban, let's say a korban shlomim, it's a kochim kalim, you're allowed to eat the bosor any place in Yerushalayim, when you take it outside Yerushalayim, it comes a psul, as a psul yotzei, and now the loch is you have to burn this piece of meat. So, im ovar tsayfim, if you went so far outside Yerushalayim, you passed by this place called tsayfim, there from that place you could still see the Beis HaMikdash, then sarfim kaimoi, the Rabbanim will make it and let him just burn the meat wherever he is. He does not have to come back to bring it into Yerushalayim. But for im lav, if he did not go that far out of Yerushalayim, he did not pass by this place called tsayfim, then the locher is choyzer v'sayfim lefnei abira. He has to come back and bring the piece of meat and burn it in the Azara on the Harabayis. And he has to use Me'atzei Hamarachish. He used the wood that was set aside to be used for the Mizbeach. That's good wood there to burn well. So he should. It's a mitzvah to burn it there. Now, V'yad Kam Hein Choizrim. How much does he still have to return? So this goes back to both Mishnahs before, where the case where he was Hulich Lishvah Pischoi, and he remembered that he has the chametz back in his house. So he said if he could go back home, he's supposed to go back home and then do the korban pesach. How much chametz did he leave home that he has to go back? Or else here by this bosra kodesh, they took outside Yerushalayim. How much of the meat does he have here to say that if he did not go past it safe him, he has to return back and burn it in Yerushalayim? Because there is a mitzvah to burn the kochim, the mokam achilosa in Yerushalayim. So how much of the meat do you have to have? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oimer Zeb Zeb Kibetza. Both halachas, whether it's negated to chomets coming back to burn the chomets, or whether it's negated to burn this bosa kochim back in Yerushalayim. It's the size of an egg. You have an egg's worth of that meat, that, or egg's worth of the chametz. You have to come back and burn it, or come back and burn the piece of meat in Yerushalayim. You have Yuduay Mezeb Ezeb Kezayis. No, it's enough if you have a Kezayis, an olive's worth of chametz, or an olive's worth of this basa kachim, and you have to bring back and burn it back in its place. They get to the second aloch if you have the meat of a korban shlomim outside Yerushalayim. If you have a gezayis worth of it, you have to come back and bring in the burning in Yerushalayim. After chomer for kochim, you have to return even on a gezayis. The chometz, but the first aloch about chometz, that's only bikibetz. If you have left over an egg's worth of chometz, then if you have enough time to go back home and burn that chometz and then come and return and do the korban pesach, then you mechuyev to go back home first and burn that chometz. But if you have less than a kibbutz at home, then you're not mechuyev to come back home. It's enough just to be mevatel b'libay. You're up to Perek Revi, Mishnalef. Mokoyim shenogu lasos mlocho b'yarvei psochim. If in your city the minik was, the custom was, that you are allowed to do work on Erev Pesach, ad chatzos, up until midday, up until chatzos, is Eisen, Midrabbonin, you're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. But Mekoyim Shenogu Shle Lassos, if you live in a place that the meaning of this Mokim is not to do work on Erev Pesach, even before Chatzos, so then the Locher is Ein Eisen, you have to listen to this minig, and you're also to do Melochom this day, the day of Erev Pesach. Now what's going to be Ahilach Mekoyim Shoysen Le Mekoyim Shein Eisen? If somebody travels from his city, that in his city the minhag was they used to do work on Erev Pesach in the morning, but now he came to a new city, that in this city they do not do work on Erev Pesach. Or else the opposite way, let's say Mimkoim Shein Oisin, he left his city, that there they were machmir not to do work on Erev Pesach, and he went now on this Pesach Limkoim Shein to a new city, where in this city the minhag was to do work on Erev Pesach. So the locher is Noisin Olav Chumri Mokim Shiyotzu Mishom. The chumra makom sholach l'shom. You also give him the chumra from the place he's going to. Meaning to say that you have to go to chumra if the city you left was machmir, they did not do work. So even though you're going to a city now where they do work, still you should not do work. Or the opposite way also, you have to keep the chumra of the makom either where you left or the place you're going to. And the Gemara explains this is only if you have das to return back to your first city. Then you have to keep the chumra of the first city where you left. But if you do not have das, you do not have a mind to return, you plan not to move permanently to the new city, then you have a right to keep the minig of this new makam that you're at. Again, the mishnah says you plan to return, therefore you have to keep the chumra of the place that you left. If the place you left, they do not do work, even though the place you're in now, they do work, you're not supposed to do work. And then the mishnah often says, V'yal yishana od mechnei amachoykes. Person should not change and do different from the people in the city, not to cause a machlokes, not to cause arguments there. And some say this goes on the last case of the Mishnah, that if you go from a place in your hometown, the meaning was to do malacha, and now you go to a place there the meaning is not to do malacha, even if you plan to return back home, but still when you're in that makom, you should not do malacha there. That's the time, the reason of the Mishnah, because you should not be Mishan, you should not be different, and not to cause arguments in the place where you are now. Mishnah Beis, Kiyot Tzeboi, similar to this, also is Dalochom, that HaMoylech Eperus Shvius. If somebody travels with fruits that were grown on Shemit on the seventh year, Mimokim Shekolu, from the city that it was Kolu, means there's no more fruits left in the fields for the chayis, and then that's called Zman HaBir. The Torah says that the fruits that grow by itself on Shemitah, you're allowed to eat them, you're allowed to have enough from them, you're allowed to take them home into your house, but when it comes to term that there's no more left in the fields for the chayis, that's the Zman HaBir. You have to take them out of your house, you have to be mafka them, you have some more salt, you have to destroy them then, but just Zman HaBir. See, let's say you left one city, then in that city was already the Zman of Kolui, that there was no more Paris left in the fields. So in that city, you were mechuyev to take the Paris out of your house to destroy them. And you went now to another city, Lemekain Shalekolo. In this new city you went to now, there are still fruits there on the fields for the animals. So in this, for the chayas, so in this city, you will not have a chiv to be mavar to destroy these paris yet. Or else, oi mimekaim shalaykolu, you went from a place that in your city there was plenty of fruits of, let's say, dates. We know there are fruits left in the fields for the chayas to take. Mimokim shalaykolu, lemokim shalaykolu, you went now to a new place, and this place there's no more left. So locher is chayiv levayir, you have to destroy. You have to go to Chum and you have to be Mavayir to take out the appearance of Shrias where you are now. You take the Chumris of both Mekaimis, place where you left from, again providing you plan to go back there, and the place you went to, as the Chum there, Shle Yishan Mechnei Amachoykis. Rabbi Yudah says, Aimim Loi, we tell them, Sei Viha Boloch Afata, you should also go and bring from the same place that I took. And the Gemara, there are different Purushim, what exactly Rabbi Yehuda means to argue on the Tanakama. Simply, he means to argue on the Gola Kula, that Hilchos Shvi'is, you do not give the Chumra of the Mokim you left, or the Chumra of the Mokim you are going to, but rather, if you left a place that there, the Paris will lay Kolu, you were able to eat those Paris. See, even if you take those Paris now into another city, then this city is no more Paris left in the fields, still he holds you will not eat it, because you go boss the place where you took it from. And like you could tell the people here, look, if you want to eat these Paris, go to my city where I came from, and you could also take Paris from there. That's one shot. Other shot learned is the Machlekes over here, in the case of a loch about Hilchos Shvi'is, where the Yekovish, let's say you're sour or you're pickled together, three different vegetables together, and one of these minim now becomes kolui, so do we say that min you cannot eat? Or do we say, no, since there are other medium you're allowed to eat, you can still eat from this also. Say, but that's what the Yehudi means to the Mekel. The Kol Zaman, one of those three minim are still found in the fields, you could eat from any one of those three. Mishnah Gimel. Nekoim shenoago limcha bein madaka lagoye moichim. If in this city where you live, the minig was that you're allowed to do business and sell small animals, let's say like sheep and goats, to the goyim, for business, so merchin you're allowed to. And as we don't say to make gzera not to sell small animals, maybe you come to sell big animals. But mokim shenagush talimchav, the minig is to make this gzera not even to do business to sell small animals. So then the locher is ain merchin, you're not supposed to sell, you have to be knowing about this minig. Uvechol mokim at any place though, ain merchin lehem beim agas, a Jew is not allowed to do business by selling cows or selling horses, selling big animals. And the Gemara of Avodah Zorah explains to us it's a gzera that you may come to sell to them or rent it to them right before Shabbos, and it's still going to belong to you, and the guy is going to be doing malach with you of Hema. And there's a mitzvah shvisas pemtoi, you have to make sure your animals do not do work on Shabbos. So therefore, if you would sell it to them before Shabbos, it would be okay, but we have to be afraid maybe you're not going to sell it, but you just let him test it, and he's going to go take it to see if he could do work with it. And he's going to work with it on Shabbos, comes out, he's working with a Jewish animal, therefore he's not going to sell to a guy big animals. A golem is siyachim, let's say a golem is a calf, siyachim is a small donkey, shleimim u shavurim. Because even though they're small right now, but still, since they will grow up and become big ones, his bechlav is gzera, he's not going to do business, sell them to a goyim. Whether they're complete or whether they're broken or a broken leg, he had this issa. Rabbi Yehuda Mati Bishvur, Rabbi Yehuda does know that if the animal has a broken leg, something is broken, then you could sell to the guy, because we're not afraid to do work with it, because you can't work with a broken animal. Therefore, there's no gzeira will come to work with it on Shabbos. Then Bisera Mati Basus, then Bisera holds if he's selling horses, a horse you let us sell to a guy, because at most what's going to happen, what's the malach you do with a horse? He may come to ride on top of the horse, and riding on the horse is only a shvus. Because usually we say, Chai Noisias Atzmoim. Like a person, if one person carries another person through the Rishus Rabbim, he's not Chai Midiraisa. Because it's called a live person, like, helps his own weight, keeps his own weight above. Or else some says, Not Doima to the Melechas HaMishkan, he's not Chai for carrying live weight. So therefore, if the animal's work that he's doing is he's carrying a person, that's not a Nisidiraisa. So therefore, even though it's also in the Rabbanan, on this with the Rabbanan and Mesir Olds, we do not make a gzera not to sell a horse to a guy, that maybe the guy will come to ride it on Shabbos. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Mekoyim shenogu lechol tzali b'le'ab sochim. If the meaning of this place is that they eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, seichlim you're allowed to. You don't make any gzeres that may look like you're eating kosher in bachutz. But mekayim apleish inogush leilechol, that you do not eat the meat roasted on Pesach night, is einach, you're not supposed to eat it, because it looks like you're eating kosher in bachutz, it looks like it's a korban Pesach. But mekayim shenogul hadlik es aner b'leil yom kippur, if the minig is to light neres on the night of Yom Kippur, madlikim like we do. But mekayim shenogul shenogul hadlik, if the minig is not to eat light candles, is a madlikim, you don't have to light, because there's no union of einig on Yom Kippur, and therefore some say you should not light candles. O madlikim b'otik k'nesiyas b'otim adyoshois, you can light candles though in shul, in the base of medrash, from the voice of chilum in the dark alleyways, v'agav echilum, a tzorach echilum, you could light candles on for Yom Kippur.